listening to Innovation on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Kara Hetland. Thank you so much for listening. And again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And joining me now is Dr. Anu Gaba. She is a Sanford oncologist. Thank you so much for calling in and being on the program today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
So we are talking about a new program. It's called STEM Behind Health, and this is an activity that gets students talking and learning about breast cancer. So explain this program to me.
So this is a program that has been developed by Texas Instruments, and it's basically getting students interested in careers in science. And this particular program tries to get them interested in a career related to a healthcare field. It not only does that, it stimulates their interest in genomics, in genetics, and in the area of breast cancer. And I think the other advantage of this is that it's going to make all these students more aware of their own bodies, and for the female students, more aware of their breasts and their own risks for getting breast cancer.
And these are students of what age group?
It's going to be for high school students.
High school students. And do they? Is it something that you take into the high schools, or how does that curricula work?
So it's something that the teachers will take into the high schools, into the classrooms, and students can log on to the activity, and so also the teachers. The teachers also are given guidance as to how to discuss this with the students. So the students, basically, they go through a set of PowerPoint slides, they ask questions, they have to do some create some mathematical models, and they are asked to learn about genomics, about how cells replicate. So it starts off with something very simple, like how a cell duplicates by a process called mitosis, and this is exactly what happens normally in many cells in the body. But when somebody develops cancer, these cells multiply in an unregulated way. And then what genetic changes occur in the cells and what leads to cancer. It also talks about how cancers are treated. So it gives an example of a researcher, which is a true story, who actually has devoted her lifetime to researching breast cancer, but then she herself received the diagnosis of breast cancer. So how she looked at it emotionally and how she dealt with it.
So that was my question. When you are diagnosed with cancer, it is the emotional side of it that it's hard to break away and look at the math and science part of it, isn't it?
Absolutely. It takes some time for women to wrap around the idea that they now have breast cancer. It's the initial period of shock and denial. But I feel that once they've met with their treating physician, and usually it's a team of physicians and nurses. They have to meet with a medical oncologist. So the medical oncologist is a person who makes their plan of care and then decides on whether they're going to receive chemotherapy or radiation. We meet with a surgeon who is going to operate on the cancer. We meet with a radiation oncologist who will discuss with them about radiation treatment options. We meet with a nursing team who's involved in their care. They'll meet with a psychologist. They meet with the geneticist. There's a team of providers whom they will meet with. And I know from experience, being a medical oncologist myself, that once the patients have met with all these different personnel, their anxiety goes down, and then they can plan their immediate future and their long-term future. Now, receiving a diagnosis of breast cancer is not all doom and gloom. There's a lot of advances that have been made. 90% of people that are diagnosed with breast cancer can't expect to be cured and live long term. It's a small proportion that perhaps don't do well. And so I think by reaching out to high school students, we're not only stimulating them to develop an interest in the field of medicine, but also making them realize that receiving a diagnosis of breast cancer is not as bad and as formidable as what it was supposed to be. If they can follow the recommendations, in their later life about getting screening mammograms, visiting their doctor regularly. Cancers can be diagnosed at an early stage, and the earlier a cancer is diagnosed, the better the treatment outcome.
And so how do you get this STEM program, Behind Health program, into the high schools, into the science classrooms?
You know, that is by making the school system aware of it. And so each state has to do it by themselves. So I know that it's not yet a part of the North Dakota schools, but it's a part of the South Dakota schools. So I would say that, you know, the Texas Instruments, they are trying to publicize it to take it into different states. And the teachers introduce it to the students, and then the students log on to this activity. It's done through the school system, through the public school system.
Okay. And it's mostly an online curriculum?
It is. It is an online activity. But students are also encouraged to take it during class hours. The teachers encourage them to start it during their class.
Okay. And to have that conversation, but can you teach the students to not, I mean, a lot of them, I would assume, have some kind of connection to somebody with breast cancer. A lot of them would, how do you teach them to separate the emotional side of it if it's an online activity, or can you?
No, so that's why the teachers actually introduce it to them during their class hours, and then they can complete it at home. You know, I think that's a very good question. It's something that I think everybody deals with. Whenever you discuss any topic in medicine, it always brings back memories or fears of what you've experienced with your family members, or mm-hmm. the fear that you might get it yourself. But I really think knowledge is strength. And by going deeper into the topic, I think students will realize that you know, there are things that can be done, and for them to take such an early step to get to know more about breast cancer, how it works, what are the different treatment options, that there are teams taking care of this, I think the fear and stigma that's associated with it does go away. And, you know, it's like any other field of medicine. I mean, students learn biology right from when they are, you know, in grade school. And I think it's a part of, as they go into high school, that they learn about the normal human body and also about things that can go wrong with the human body. And they cope with it well.
Well, and I think, too, maybe perhaps students are seeing people survive when, you know, my generation perhaps watched more people die. Does that make sense? And that now they're seeing that science is working and maybe doesn't have that as emotional a connection?
Yes, I agree with it. You know, definitely, breast cancer is such a curable cancer. I mean, it is the most common cancer in women, but most of the women survive their cancer. Like I said, it's about 90% of women will have long and normal productive lives. They have to go through their treatment, but after that, you know, they still have their families, they spend time with them, lead a normal life. That's what this program teaches the kids. You know, I think more than that, it's also telling them about the signs of breast cancer and how to lead a healthy life. We also, teach them about just, you know, the importance of going to a physician on a regular basis, eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly. And I think these are the things that the program stresses on, that each of us can make a difference in our life by doing little things like trying to not take up smoking, avoiding alcohol, deciding on the type of food we eat, and just how much we all can each contribute to our own health.
Give me an example of what an activity would look like. What kinds of things do these students do?
So, you know, I haven't looked at it from the students' point of view as to exactly how they would go in and do it. But the teachers are there to help the students go through the activity. So they see slides. They have to answer some multiple choice questions. They do some mathematical models of how cells multiply. They learn about the genes. So, for example, we know that there are four base pairs, and it's just a combinations and permutations of these four base pairs. You know, adenine, thymine, cytosine, and guanine, which are on the different chromosomes in the human body. that make up the entire genome of a human cell. And this is replicated in all cells of the body. So students are given the genomic sequence, you know, part of a sequence of one chromosome, and then they are asked to decipher what will be the sequence of the opposite chromosome. Hmm. So that is one activity they will do. And it's a very simple activity. It's just that the teacher introduces it to them first, and then they will do it. The second activity that they do is, you know, they're told how many billion genes there are in a cell, and then they're told how much time it takes for one gene to replicate or one base to replicate. So if there are 6 billion bases in a cell, how much time will it take for it to replicate? So some of the activity that they do is really pure math and science, but that is used to help them gain a better understanding of what is a mutation, what is a gene, what is breast cancer? What is an oncologist? What does an oncologist mean? What types of surgeries are there for breast cancer? What is the job of a radiation oncologist? So the program tries to touch on all these activities. It's a program that is basically two sessions, each being about 45 minutes in length.
And the goal then is to show students they can do this, and then perhaps they'll want to pursue this as a career?
Yes, that is the goal. The main goal is to stimulate them to take an interest in a career in medicine or a health-related field, but I think at the same time also make them aware that they are ultimately responsible for their health. Again, and this is not to say that, you know, breast cancer is because of what you do to your body. We know that the majority of breast cancers occur in healthy women. But still, I think just being aware that a healthy life, a good exercise, avoiding some risk factors can lead to, you know, prevention of so many other illnesses other than breast cancer. Even illnesses like heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, all of them can be affected by developing healthy habits at a young age.
And this STEM Behind Health program, are there other diseases, other areas that it is addressing as well?
You know, I'm sure there are. I personally wouldn't be able to specify what other illnesses they do address. I know that they do have a program related to diabetes. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there are others too, but I would not be able to give you the specifics of other illnesses and other medical conditions that TI addresses.
But this is the one that you're specifically helping to design and that you're involved
correct.
With is
yes.
breast
and
cancer.
And that's because of what I do every day. I'm a medical oncologist, so I treat patients, and one of my specific areas of interest is breast cancer. And besides that, I'm also involved in research. And what we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do as a researcher is analyze breast cancers at the time of diagnosis, you know, look to see what genetic mutations are present in the cancer cell. And then once it's cured, once they've treated it, watch these patients. And in case, you know, the small minority of women in whom the cancer comes back, then again to take a piece of the cancer tissue and analyze to see how the genetic changes have evolved at that time. And then once again, when we treat them, how does treatment affect the mutations in the cancer cell? So that's the project that I'm involved in as a researcher.
And how long, I mean, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, so it was based on my involvement in these two areas mm-hmm. that I was involved in developing this program for high school students.
Well, in talking about your study, how long of a period do you follow women? I mean, how long will this study go?
Yeah, so, you know, this is a great question. So we're hoping to enroll a lot of patients who are diagnosed with breast cancer, at least 300 to 600 patients in a year. Now, majority of them are going to do well. A small minority, you know, maybe 10 to 20% of them, the cancer will come back. But it can take a while. In a small number, it can happen within 1 to 2 years. But for some some of them, it might happen only after 4 years, 5 years, or even 10 years. So we will be following them for a long period of time. It is going to be a long-term study.
And where are you at in the process?
So to coincide with our this month, the October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we are launching the study in October. It's been approved through the IRB, and we're rolling it out to all our sites. So Sanford has four main sites and a lot of little regional clinics. So the sites are Fargo, Sioux Falls, in North Dakota and South Dakota, and then Bemidji in Minnesota, and also Bismarck in North Dakota. And then we have a lot of clinics in these four states, including Iowa. So we are going to recruit patients from all these different regions. We're starting the study in October, October and November, and then we're going to go forward from here. I also want you to know that this is a unique study. There are hardly any other centers in the country that are doing this. So it is a unique concept and something that we want to be at the forefront of.
And this is something, so you're just enrolling patients right now. You're just at the beginning of it.
Correct. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Okay. So that'll be fun to follow you through this process. And it's when a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, that's when you like to see them, correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Once you're sure that they, once you confirm the diagnosis, that's when we approach them and that's when they get enrolled on the study.
And do you see other STEM behind health programs being developed around breast cancer or other types of cancer for high school students?
I think at the school level, I would say probably not. I think TI would probably focus on other illnesses. And they might focus on other diseases, maybe other types of cancer or maybe other illnesses itself. I mean, heart disease would be a great area to focus on because, a majority of deaths that occur in the United States are because of heart disease and cancer. So I think the next step would be to focus on heart disease and even other chronic long-term illnesses like diabetes, hypertension, migraine, Alzheimer's, even infectious diseases. I mean, there are a lot of different categories of illnesses that TI could focus on. So I'm not sure if they would want to do another program related to breast cancer, at least not in the immediate future. But maybe in a few years, they might revisit it again.
Okay. Dr. Inugaba, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on Innovation Today. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me here today.